We know you love us, but the information on our podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. If you or anyone you know needs professional help, please seek mental health services. Welcome to the Date Podcast, the show for anyone navigating the dating and relationship world. We interview celebrities, talk pop news, discuss dating do's and don'ts, and debate relationship topics. We are available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe and review if you like what you hear. Check out our website, datepodcast.com, for more information. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, let's get on with the show.
Sure, who was supposed to open?
No,
it.
I was waiting to see if you would make a move first.
This is Emma.
This is Auric,
host of the Date Podcast.
Hi.
And it's just us today.
Oh, is that good or bad?
I think it's good.
Okay. You think it's? What are you trying to say about our last guest? Are you saying something about our last guest?
No, our last guest was Mary.
Oh,
I love Mary.
Like our last guest was great. Okay.
Yeah, Mary is the best.
Are you saying that you like the spotlight for yourself?
No, I was actually being shady towards you and me.
Oh.
Without a guest.
That was not shady.
Dummy. Two in less than 1 minute.
What are we talking about today?
Got it. Office relationships.
That's
Can
weird.
Can you be the Pam to the Jim, or the Jim to the Pam, or the Angela to the Dwight? Can you?
Yeah, of course you can.
Or the Kelly to the Ryan.
Yeah, sure.
Oh. Hmm.
Or the Khaleesi to the...
No, that's not office
romance. Baby Barack Obama.
No. That doesn't work.
It's the same thing. It's a kingdom.
Make it happen.
It's a kingdom.
That's not going to happen.
Dylan. Or who is that one? Who is his love interest name?
Who?
Baby Barack.
Oh, Grey Worm, Missandei.
Missandei and...
Well, we all know how that ended. So I guess it didn't work out.
I guess not.
It made him...
He wasn't packing, so I guess, you know, that just didn't work.
He fell in love, and I guess that's what gets you, falling in love. Moral
okay.
of the story is don't fall in love.
Well, we'll talk about falling in love in the office and the do's... No, the good and the bad, not the do's and don'ts. Well,
yeah.
We might have some do's and don'ts. I'm sure we will have some. Okay, so we'll talk about that, and then we'll have some news.
Yeah, I have news ready.
And we'll have some questions about dating.
Okay.
That I'm going to ask Emma.
Okay.
In what would Date Podcast do?
Okay.
And how was your weekend?
My weekend was fun.
Yeah.
We actually went out.
Did we?
And celebrated.
We did.
The fact that we already have
100
episodes.
That is so crazy.
So this is episode 101.
101.
Like we have 101 Dalmatians.
Mm-hmm. This is like 101 to office romances today. Get it? 101. But it was a good time. We had some guests, some friends.
Yeah.
Come by.
Mm-hmm.
And we drank.
Yep.
Emma drank so much. Like, I had to pick you up off
the
lie. Floor.
That is a
you
blatant
were
lie.
Like, you were just, when the waitress came by, you were just like, one more. And 7 or 8 or 9 drinks
no.
later, Emma is
no.
everyone's best friend.
No, that's not
and
true.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I put everybody's drinks on your tab.
Oh, you did?
I did.
You put lots of drinks
Actually,
on
Actually, I didn't put a lot of drinks on your tab. Someone else put drinks on your tab.
But yeah, there were some drinks still that I was like, where did this come from? But
it wasn't okay. me. Because I order the same drink.
Yeah, you do.
So.
Moscato.
Ew. Gross. How dare you?
Long Island iced tea.
No, that would have actually had me rolling on the floor, so I'm glad I didn't drink those.
Okay.
Anyways.
It was a good time.
We ran into this beautiful group of women.
Mm-hmm. Did you do something to them?
I spoke to them.
You spoke to them and you asked them questions.
Yeah.
About what?
about dating.
What was the consensus?
That dating apps suck.
Every time we talk to anybody on the street or in our meetups or in our events, they say the same thing. Dating apps suck. But it's not dating apps, Emma. We talked about this. It's the people.
You continue your theory.
I think that dating apps do the job. They bring people together. They make it easier for us busy folk to meet people because we're working. We have all these other things to do. But it's just the people and our behavior on these apps. That's what's not good.
So like user error.
User error. I think typical like human judgment is lacking on these apps.
Yeah, I already told you my idea is that I just need Zorg to create my profiles for me on his phone and just like do the swiping and then just tell me when to go on dates. Like
if
I don't
you buy
care.
Me 6 Long Island iced teas.
Okay.
Okay. But that was like the consensus. Everyone's like dating apps suck. They do suck, and then this is the same thing we hear everywhere. Dating apps suck, and I love meeting people, or I want to meet people out and about. That's why I'm with my group of friends today trying to meet people. And guys, don't talk to women. Remember what Brian Howie says?
No, I always
Well, basically just guys don't approach women.
Well, I'm going out tomorrow, so I'll be approaching people.
Will you?
No, probably not.
Mm-hmm. You'll be approaching the waitress or the waiter. That's what you'll be doing.
Hello. I need another drink, please.
Okay. So, yeah.
I'm always drinking.
It was a great time. And are you drinking right now?
Yeah. I did drink yesterday.
Uh-huh. Take it all back. It's all a lie.
I don't drink before 5 o'clock. How about that? No, that makes me sound like no.
Okay, so what's in the news today?
So many things. Mm-hmm. We have an engagement. We have a birthday party, and we have some shady shadiness.
Okay, so
and let's start with the shady shadiness.
What's going on?
So I happened to catch this. I think yesterday, as it was like being uploaded on YouTube, and I didn't think it looked bad. It to me it looked like one of the people that I'm about to mention was just kind of like done, and now it makes sense. Mm-hmm. So Tytus Burgess was on the Watch What Happens Live show, which is Andy Cohen's like after show for the Real Housewives. Excuse me. So he had him and Laverne Cox, who is from Orange is the New Black.
Uh-huh.
So he had them, and I guess, Atlanta's out. I don't have cable, so I can't speak to that. But I guess Atlanta was out, so they were recapping Atlanta. And usually, when there's guests, that's what they do. They'll recap whatever show has just... what is played, right? So Tytus took to Instagram and called Cohen a messy queen.
Hold on. A messy queen?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm going to play it. A messy queen, huh?
Yeah, called him a messy queen and says that, he should remember his talk show isn't an episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's a place where artists come to talk about art and have little fun, not a place to rehash old rumors or bring a star negative press.
Ooh.
And so he's talking about, he's referring to Eddie Murphy, who...
Wait.
Want to know the funniest or craziest thing Was Eddie Murphy's done on set of your new movie. How cool that you're making
a movie with Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
It's called My Name is Dolomite. It comes out in the fall.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah. We just got into the Toronto International Film Festival.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, what's happening here?
He was wonderful to work with. He is a brilliant man, and I'm so excited that for all the younger generations who do not know Eddie Murphy,
yes,
will learn why he is a legend that he is.
Did you get to chat with him at all? Because he was very...
Of course I did. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, of course.
Right. Well, no, I guess what he's upset about is that he's talking about Eddie Murphy.
Good. And we had a wonderful time.
Because Andy Cohen asked, he was very problematic for the gays at one point when I was coming up, which is he's referring to all the homophobic jokes about gays and AIDS that he made.
So,
wait a second, he made
1980s. He made that. So he made those references before, and they're acting like nothing happened during the actual show.
Mm-hmm. Well, so actually, because what? No, Cohen mentioned this on the show, but again, they kept saying that he's moved on, he's grown up, he's apologized, so it shouldn't be a big deal. And then they said they have no issues with Murphy, right?
Mm-hmm. If you've seen Eddie Murphy stand up before, yeah, it's pretty.
Right. So, yeah. Ever since, I think 1996, mm-hmm. I think was when he first issued his apology, he's stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the quote goes is that Burgess is like, he wasn't problematic for Titus. We had a wonderful time. Any troubles he may have had with gay people, I guess, are gone because he loved me. And then he mouthed something to someone off camera. And then when Cohen noticed, he's like, what are you doing, Titus? And then he responded, keep going, girl, do your show. And so then he took to Instagram and created this drama. And my favorite thing was he says, I received 4 Emmy nominations for acting, not for being myself. He was lucky I had my wits and Christian values that day. Always keep it classy. Being friends with other talented celebrities doesn't make you friends with other famous celebrities. He should rip a page from Anderson Cooper and learn how to do his job.
Ooh, damn.
Because, you know, Cooper and Cohen are...
Shots fired.
They're besties.
Yeah. They are. They travel together and do shows together.
They're besties with testies.
Okay.
So, and then so Cohen even said that after the show was over, he didn't sign the guest book, that Burgess was like, he knows I'm here, and then left.
Hmm.
So he just, yeah. So I guess they're not getting along.
Do you think that it's something else? Maybe they like each other. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes you hate each other, but you really like each other.
I don't think that's it.
You don't think that's it?
No, I don't.
Hmm.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
No one's like this for each other? No?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. Am I ever going to stop talking about Game of Thrones? Probably not, because this is Game of Thrones related. Jason Momoa had this 40th birthday over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
40th birthday, Zoran.
He looks good 4-0. For 40.
4-0.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Emilia Clarke was there. So was Ian Somerhalder. Do you know who that is? He's a beautiful man.
Of course I do.
Man.
But tell the audience. I know, but tell the audience.
He was in the Vampire Diaries. He has these beautiful, blue-green eyes, and he has dark hair, and he's
Sounds like your biggest... wet dream. Is that
oh,
true?
Oh, God. Gosh,
true?
I hate you so much.
Hmm.
Anyways, it was a surprise birthday party. So he had a bunch of friends over. His cake, I was like, ooh. His cake was made out of Guinness and whiskey.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So there's a video on YouTube if everybody wants to watch it. Yeah.
Cool. Happy birthday to Jason Momoa.
Yappers.
May you have many more years.
Yes.
Of making Emma drool.
Mm-hmm. It's not hard. And so, talking about making me drool, I was watching, because, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is out by Quentin Tarantino, which I need to go see that. And I've, loved Leonardo DiCaprio, ever since I was, a preteen. I've loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching this video of him last night, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I still love him.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Leonardo DiCaprio can still get this.
Mm-hmm. He has a movie coming out, right?
Oh. Yeah. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah. But are you going to watch it?
Yes. I'm going to go watch it probably by myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Watch it by yourself then.
I do.
No, he's a good actor. Very good actor.
I watch movies by myself. Yeah. And of course, like, Brad Pitt's in the movie with him, but I was like, I don't care about Brad Pitt. Like, I care about Leo.
Really? Leo?
Like, Leo still
over
has.
Brad Pitt.
Yes.
That
yes.
is crazy.
Yes. Yeah. If you're like, pick one, Leo, hands down, every single time.
Who would you fuck?
Can I fuck and marry Leo?
You have to choose one. So, Leo, who would you fuck?
Fine, I'd marry Leo and fuck Brad Pitt.
Let's throw Jason Momoa to this.
Oh, no!
Yes. So, would you...
Okay,
would
still you, marry Leo because it's going to be, like, long-term commitment. Like, I am...
So, marry
am,
Leo.
Like, yeah. Like, I want that ass the rest of my life.
Marry Leo.
Marry Leo.
But what if you can't... Okay, go ahead. Just go ahead.
Bang Jason. I probably have to kill Brad Pitt. Sorry, Brad Pitt.
Are you saying that Brad Pitt is bad in bed?
No, I'm just saying that, like, if I had to pick between the three of them, I'm going to go with, like, my childhood crush and this beautiful,
who
like,
would you,
other
who,
man.
Who would turn you on more out of those three? Jason Momoa still?
Probably Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
Like, yeah, like, there's just something about him. Like,
but Jason Momoa, he's a hunk.
Right, but, like, Leo, like, I don't know. And he likes Salvadorian food.
Oh,
so,
that's it.
That's another thing.
He likes pupusas.
Yeah, because I can get, I can win him over with my cooking. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we know who you like the best.
Yeah, Leo, hands down, all the time. Gosh, he's just so a beautiful specimen.
All right, next.
One of your favorites, Zorik, is recently engaged.
Shit. Why?
She might be too young for you, though.
How old is she and who is it?
It's Bindi Irwin, and she just turned 21.
Bindi Irwin? Who is that?
Steve Irwin's daughter.
I don't think I've ever...
Steve Irwin?
I do. I did. Bless his soul. Bless his heart. But yeah, I just didn't see... I remember her in his shows back in the day. She had like the boy cut, the boy haircut. Mm-hmm. Just like everyone had the boy, the chili bowl haircut.
Yeah.
But that's the last time I saw Bindi Irwin.
I saw her on Dancing with the Stars.
Who is she married to, you said?
Chandler Powell.
Hmm.
Apparently, she was having a photo shoot for her 21st birthday at the Australian Zoo that I've been. It's really pretty there, by the way. And as the photo shoot started, he like took her to the special part of the zoo and then proposed.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
She would have been my pick because she would appreciate tigers and lions in a wedding. She would appreciate me coming down the aisle in an elephant.
Yeah, we were hanging out with Kaylee, who has been, like, one of our past guests, and I was telling her that, like, Zorik wanted an elephant and a tiger, and she was like, what?
I want lots of animals. Anyways.
She was like, no.
All right, what else you got?
That's it. That's all I have.
Okay, I got some questions for you, okay?
Okay.
So this is a segment we called What Would Date Podcast Do? And I just ask Emma a question about something, like a question that somebody has about dating, and we find all these questions from emails, from our Instagram, from Reddit, and let me go for it. Let me ask you one question. One or two. Be quick. I'll be quick.
That's what Zorik said.
That's what I say all the time. And then they start crying.
Just kidding. My God.
Let's see here. There's so many good ones. I have like, so I compiled like 30 of them.
I wonder if it's the one that I just read that you're probably going to ask me.
Okay, did you read it?
I mean, it's in huge letters.
Let's start with that one. Okay, this was posted on Reddit. The question is, I farted.
Yep.
While half asleep when the guy I gave another chance was rubbing my back. Then I acted oblivious, like I fart and then like nothing happened, right? Like think about it, right? And then I acted oblivious and asleep. And he turned around and stopped touching me for a good for good. And he hasn't texted me or anything. Lol, I'm so embarrassed. Would you stop talking to someone? Emma, what would the date podcast do in this situation if you were her?
The thing is that I probably would have done the same thing. I would have pretended that I was still, like, asleep, and it was just, like, very involuntary. Because, yeah. And then we've talked about this before, because I think we've asked, like, no, I've said this before, where in one of the Simple Life episodes, Nicole Richie asked, like, if people fart while they are getting massages, and the masseuse, please stop that now. Yeah. Please stop. Stop.
Go ahead.
And the masseuse says that, like, when people get so relaxed, they will pass gas. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, she was just, like, very relaxed and, like, just comfortable, happy, fine, and it just happened. And, again, I would have pretended I was asleep.
You would.
I would have pretended I was asleep.
You would.
Did I just pass gas? Heck no. I'm asleep. It's sleep Emma. Sleep Emma has done it. Emma's like not awake. I cannot control what sleep Emma does.
So if I'm like, you know, baby, let me massage you real quick.
Nope.
I know you've had a long day.
Stop it.
Just lay down on the bed and let me give you a massage. You're supposed to say yes. Say yes. Can you play along here?
Yeah, yes, sure. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, okay. So should I massage your back, your shoulders, your arms? What do you want me to massage?
Yeah, my back's fine.
Back? Okay. Oh, your back is so tense.
Yeah, because you're touching me probably.
It's so tense over here in your upper back and your shoulders. Let me get a little bit lower.
Farting.
And then all of a sudden.
You.
Oh, Emma.
Gosh.
Well, Emma, what did you just do? Emma, did you just fart? Did you just fart? And she's still farting and looking at me.
Oh my gosh.
And then what do you do in the situation?
Anyways, if he's not texting her back, whatever. Whatever.
Don't you think that you should have not farted, Emma?
You know what? It was probably because she was falling asleep that it happened.
Is it because you ate too many pupusas before
you
laid down?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe you shouldn't be touching me.
What if this was like Jason Momoa?
Still be asleep.
You're fucked.
I'd still be asleep. I'm sorry. I am not awake. I am asleep. Let me start fake snoring while I'm at it, too.
So I would probably... Depends how hot she is. Because if it's like Wonder Woman,
Gal Gadot,
and she's like all up in there, just like, you know, farting up a storm, I would
Please
be like, I'd be
stop
like,
stop with your farting noises.
I'd be like, babe, can you use the restroom,
stop,
and then
though.
I can resume these massages or the massage when you get back, and then I would just go back to the massage.
What if she's only passing gas because you're massaging her?
What? Oh, because she's so relaxed.
Like, it's like, yeah. Or
oh, that's a testament to the guy. Like, his massages are so good.
Yeah.
And she makes women
she's
fart.
Just so relaxed. Oh, my gosh.
Maybe it's a certain spot in her back that makes her fart. You know? It's like, one of those squeaky toys that my dogs have, and you like press that part of the back and just it goes.
Stop it! You better stop it! You better not even think about it! You better stop it right now!
Okay, fine.
God, I can't. 101 episodes and Sorik Silman's that stupid soundboard. And I got it once and failed at it. I hate this.
Hold on.
What have I signed myself up for?
I don't know. Obviously,
I'm still
listening
here.
Okay. All right. I got another one for you. This one should be easy for you. How do you deal with different kissing styles? The obvious answer is to talk to them and explain what you don't. And don't like. Why did she say that? Do and don't like. But I'm struggling with what to say to somebody I'm dating that kisses like a fish. just very systematic, opening and closing his mouth. Oh. And if you just imagine a fish, right? Just, you know, goldfish.
Yeah, that's exactly. I had to do that.
And very sloppy. Ew. He's a great guy, like Jason Momoa, probably. And I was surprised that the sex is actually pretty good.
Okay.
And I have had an easier time communicating what I like and don't like in that regard. I guess I just don't know what to say about the kissing other than, dude, you kiss like a fish, please. No. Help. So she's asking for you to help her. What should she do?
Don't say you kiss like a fish. Maybe you should bring it up like, ooh, let's, like, hey, I think we should try this instead.
Maybe you should kiss like a fish too. You should kiss like a fish too. Maybe you should buy him a goldfish.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you kiss like this. You see this fish right here?
That's what you do.
That's perfect. A great illustration.
And I don't like it.
So what if a guy said, or what if a guy kissed like a fish in your situation? What if it was Jason Momoa? How would you tell him that he kisses like a fish?
I'd be like, so you kiss kind of sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you reel it in somehow?
But you wouldn't stop kissing him, though.
No, gosh, no. Leonardo DiCaprio, kiss like a fish, I wouldn't either.
So for you, it depends if he's hot. Yeah. If he's the hottest guy.
Heck yeah.
If he is Leonardo DiCaprio, the worst kisser in the world, you would still kiss him.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't say anything, or would you?
I would.
You would.
I would say something. Oh.
Okay. Well, that's good, because I would say something too. I would just take her mouth and just like direct her mouth. I don't know what I would do. No, I would say, hey, can we slow down a little bit? And I'd say, let's kiss this way. Right?
Yeah.
Let's kiss this way.
Reframe it, I guess, more positively.
Mm-hmm. Because kissing is important, right?
I mean, yeah, and if, like, kissing is the worst thing, like, everything else is good. You got it good, girl.
Yeah. Girl, you got it good. All right.
Yep.
Okay. Office Romance says, tell me the last time you had an office romance, Emma.
Never.
Never?
Never.
Tell us right now.
Never.
So never. You were working.
Never.
At... I don't even know, like, your previous...
Yeah, because I've never had an office.
You were working at Old Navy.
No.
I remember you told me the story.
Did not work at Old Navy.
And you...
That's a lie.
Met him. It was your first day in orientation.
Oh, my God.
And he was this tall, handsome, long-haired man. His name was Jason.
Momoa.
You guys were both working in Old Navy. And you fell in love. So how did that happen? So tell
I don't
me.
Know,
so
it doesn't happen. To me.
Start with this. How do two people fall in love at work?
Let's look at the office.
How? Okay. How did that happen?
Well, they became friends.
Okay.
And when though she was engaged, and then he professed his love. Jim professed his love for Pam,
mm-hmm.
and then Pam was like engaged, and then Jim left, and then Jim came back, and then he was dating somebody else. And then they broke up, and that's when Jim...
Okay, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
So whenever you see somebody at work, and you're like, oh, he's cute. Mm-mm. Like, what do you do?
I don't know if this is, like, unfortunate or fortunate for me. I guess people can look at it either way. Have not had that happen.
Never.
Uh-uh. I mostly work...
With females.
Yeah.
So it's female-dominated.
Right.
Dominated.
Yeah.
But our last guest, she met her... significant other.
Yeah, she worked in corporate at that time, though.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Hmm. Because the hardest thing is you find somebody you like at work, and maybe you've talked to them a few times, and I don't know, maybe you were in the same meeting or something. But then, like, what do you do? Do you just say, hey, this might get shitty because we're working together? Or do you continue and kind of let your emotions just kind of run buck wild like you usually do? What do you mean?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
So what do you do? So what do you do in that situation? Do you let your emotions control, or?
I'm a no to office romance. It can get very messy very mm-hmm. quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone involved, because you may think that it's just you and the person, and it's not, because then the people that are around both of you get involved as well, it just gets very messy. People have feel like they have to pick sides. You know, it's like a divorce, and like then everyone's uncomfortable. So like, no.
So to talk to us about this article we found. So the first part says, it kind of tells a story about how these two people met, but the first couple sentences are great because it talks about how you work in close proximity with somebody. And when that happens, isn't there like some psychological thing? Or is it just like familiarity and connection?
Well, it's focusing on restaurants. And then even over the weekend, we were talking about how like bartenders are the worst people to date.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, because they are around like women
a lot
and staff
people.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just easier to be like, all right, well, let's go out for more drinks after work instead of like going home. And this is like both bartenders, like male and female. I think it's just difficult, like, no, like just in general, like if you work at a restaurant, mm-hmm. it's just more difficult.
I bet there's a lot of romance at a restaurant.
There's lots of
bars, restaurants, I swear, you know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're drinking on the job too,
right?
And it also feels like you're working, but you're not. You're just out at the bar.
Yeah.
If you're working,
I've had lots of friends who've worked in food service, and they've all like the majority of them like say that.
Mm-hmm. And it's easier to flirt.
It was easier to flirt. It was easier to like date, and then like I would go hang out at the restaurants or bars that like my friends worked at, and then I got to know the wait staff, right? I got to know the staff, and then you flirt and then go out with them after they all got off, you know, from their shift. So it just happens.
Mm-hmm. And you can flirt, you can, because there's really, maybe there are bosses around, maybe like the managers. It's been a while since I worked in the restaurant industry, but they don't like watch you all the time.
No. And I remember like this one manager actually like, there was this bartender that we all thought was really cute, and I was like flirting with him, and the manager was like, I wasn't working there because I haven't worked food service, so it wasn't me working there. I was just hanging out with friends.
Oh yeah, okay.
Because we had a friend that worked there,
mm-hmm.
and so the manager was like, "He's hot, isn't he?" And I was like, "Yeah, he's really cute." And she was like, "You need to get his number." And I was like, "What?" And she was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Get his," like she was basically like egging me on to like go out with him. And I was like, "Okay."
Okay.
Like, okay.
Did you text him or call him?
No.
Or?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Hmm.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And it's easy to get people's number at work, I think, at a bar or a restaurant, because you can say, "Hey, can you cover me? What's your number? Or maybe I'll be going out of town. Can you cover me? Cover the shift."
Or if you're on a group text, everybody gets added.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, restaurants, it's a little bit easier like to get in a relationship with.
What about like a corporate environment?
I was going to say
that.
What
do you think?
I think that it can as well, because especially if it's, because corporate is not like a female or just like a male industry, right? Like it's very mixed. And so you're going to be there, depending on what you do, you might have to work long hours. You might have to work on projects together. You might have to travel together.
Yeah. So in my industry in IT, it's just a bunch of dudes and nerds.
Oh.
So there's nothing going on there.
Nerdy dudes.
Nerdy dudes talking about video games and sports. That's all we talk about. So I think in a different industry.
You play video games?
I don't, but I talk about
it.
Allegedly. And and yeah, so, but I think most office places, maybe they have like all the departments together in one area, and maybe that's how they kind of get it on. But I think too, like in a corporate environment, you're a little bit more professional, but corporate environments, we like to go to happy hour too.
Right.
And lunch.
And those opportunities, right, like kind of create the possibility of like, can we do this outside of work?
Mm-hmm.
It just, me being me, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think people should do it. I take it back. I did date one of my coworkers. I just remembered. Was it one or two dates? And we're still really good friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how did it happen? Tell us the story.
I don't remember. I just realized that I did go on a date.
So, but There had to have been some like flirting beforehand and maybe.
Right, but I'm like just naturally flirtatious. So I felt like
no, you're not. I would
not with you.
Ew.
Yeah,
anyways,
exactly.
Go gross. Ahead.
And so I think like I think it started off like as a joke, and like there was a nickname I had for him. I think I'm not repeating
mm-hmm.
it. And then just kind of like evolved from that. And then he was interested, I wasn't. And then I was, and then he wasn't. And then we finally both were like, "All right, let's just try it because let's just see it." And then we were both like, "Nah,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't work."
Yeah. Was this a corporate environment or like a restaurant or something?
Oh, I'm not going to share more details.
Is this recent?
No.
Oh, okay. So you have had one. I have not had one. But let's say you were in the situation. You were able to go on a date. How should someone, let's say someone out there, a listener, or I have a crush on somebody at work.
Yeah.
How should I approach that? So how do I get to the date?
I don't know. Gosh, that's a good question. Because I'm trying to think of, like, how it happened with me. And like I said, it was just kind of like, okay, we should both just see if it goes anywhere. Except we didn't work in the same office. Like, a lot of, like, our work was done over the phone and through email.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to, like, keep it professional on that because we really didn't see each other, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I would say just don't do it right off the bat. I would make sure that you kind of know the person for a good 3-4 months, 5 months, 6 months.
Yeah.
And then I would say, hey, do you want to go to lunch? And that's it. If they say yes, then go to lunch. And then, you know, keep going to lunch.
Yeah.
And then say, hey, do you want to go to happy hour? And then that turns into either happy hour, and then maybe it turns into dinner. And there you go. But make sure it's very subtle. Don't, like, go in there because... If you're very, like, too forward,
yeah.
you might get in trouble. Like, you know, obviously this is work.
For
this
real.
Harassment. Even just, like, being verbally, you know, not abusive, but, like, too forward and maybe too pushy, that could even be a harassment.
Yeah. Right?
So I would say do it in incremental, like, steps. Don't, like, go all in. Guys, girls.
Yeah.
Guys, girls.
I still got to say, even though, like, I just realized that I did do this, like, I still don't think it's a good idea. And I think that I was just very lucky and
okay.
the
so,
dude.
So let's say it's not a good idea. So why is that, Emma?
Well, one of the things that this article talks about is that, like, if you're a flighty person, you probably shouldn't have the office relationship, right? Because if you're just kind of like, oh, I'm really into you, and the next year you're like, oh, I'm not into you, then that can cause a lot of friction between you and that person.
Even if you haven't gone on a date yet.
Right.
Even if you haven't, then it's like, because you got rejected, and it's just weird.
Yeah. Like, rejection sucks. Nobody wants to be rejected. And so, like, if you know it's just going to be like a fling for you, don't do it.
Do not. I mean, it depends. First of all, do you care about this job? That's
right.
Number one.
Yeah.
Because if you do, then you should be mixing business with pleasure.
Yeah. I remember telling one of my coworkers, I was like, hey, what do you think? And she was like, oh, I think it should be fine. And I was like, okay. She's
yeah.
She's like, because it's just a date. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it's probably not even going to work out. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
yeah. But I think it also depends on, I mean, this is kind of skipping to, we'll just skip around, but the power dynamic, right, Emma?
Right. Because especially if it's that power dynamic of, like, someone's in charge and someone's like, gosh, I don't even know how. Like, if someone's in charge, right, and mm-hmm. you guys are dating, like secretary boss, like, mm-hmm. that is a total power trap.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend that you met recently that
Ooh.
You cannot say his name.
Dang it.
We met them. We just randomly saw them at a restaurant.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good because I don't remember the name.
Okay, good. So something happened at work where he told somebody that our CEO was hot.
Oh.
And he would go on a date with her if he could. And that... For some reason, that traveled all the way up to the chain. Yeah, it was crazy.
Was she hot?
She's a good-looking
yeah.
woman. Yeah, yeah. A little bit older, but yeah, she was good-looking. And nothing happened, but something could have happened. She could
was
have heard
reprimanded?
That. No.
No.
He was not. Because she chose not to. She was like, yeah. Oh, it's cool. It was, you know, she kind of took it in jest and kind of moved on. But it just depends on the power, because what if it was like the opposite? What if the CEO said something to a subordinate? Like, but then you're the CEO or you're like a high level manager or something. Mm-hmm. You can probably lose your job if you really care about your job. If you have, you know, you have obligations like family, kids, whatever, man, that's like, you can't return from that.
No.
Right. And that's kind of in your file. And sometimes people can, you know, that can travel with you, your reputation too.
For sure.
So is it okay to hit on somebody that is above you? And how would you go about that?
Like, are you talking about hitting on, like, flirting?
Like flirting, yeah. Or does it matter?
I'm okay
with
flirting.
Okay.
Because for me, like, it's probably not going to go anywhere. Yeah. It's just funny.
Yeah. I think it doesn't matter. I think you just, again, have to be careful.
Yeah.
Right? And just kind of feel the water out a little bit, because
Unfortunately, I also think there's kind of like that gender difference between us too, mm-hmm. because I'm a female.
Are you?
I can probably like it's not going to be seen as like, ugh.
Yeah.
Versus like, you're a male. If you do that, like, you're going to be like, it's going to mm-hmm. be looked down upon more. Mm. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
For you, kind of fortunately for me still.
And it could be like held against you, right?
Right.
So someone can say, oh, he harassed me or something. And, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just not good. That's why I think, man, you just have to be careful. You can't play.
Right. You
know? I mean, she better be the freaking one. Like, this better be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was friends with two people that were coworkers. I was coworkers with them, too. We hung out all the time, and they mm-hmm. started dating. Mm. And I think they got married.
Yeah.
And they left the school.
Yeah. And then
that we were at.
So the article we're talking about too is there are situations where that happens and someone eventually has to leave. Because
right.
it gets weird. But I don't know, maybe it's, I know some people that have dated and did get married at work, and eventually one person leaves usually.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's okay, and I think that's good, because first of all, I don't want to work with you all day, every day. And I don't want to see you at home.
I don't know how Pam and Jim did it in the office. Mm-mm. Like, seriously. Mm-hmm. Or, well, Ryan and Kelly, I get their narcissism. But Pam and Jim, I don't know how they did it. Because I'd be like, I see you at work. I see you at home. Like, get your ugly mug away from me.
Yeah. Yeah. I need my space, too.
For sure.
I mean, so there are benefits, because you can carpool. You can... I think that's the only benefit.
I think that's the only benefit is carpool. But then if you're mad, like, you're in the car angry with each other.
Oh, shit. That sucks. You're like taking that fight to work.
Yep.
What if you sit close to each other?
Yeah. I mean, Pam and Jim sat like across each other.
Mm. So the article also talked about how maybe the way you can do it is, let's say if two people are dating or whatever. First of all, do you have to tell somebody at your work if you're dating somebody?
That's a good question. I don't know. Probably HR.
Yeah. So in our, like, where I've worked, you have to do that. You have to say, hey, me and so-and-so are dating, and you have to report it.
Hmm.
But if HR knows, you know, HR can do some things to kind of ease the tension.
Michael Scott and Jan Levinson dated. I forgot about that too. And Jan was his boss.
I like Jan for some reason.
Jan
she's
Levinson
a little,
Gold.
She's a little she's a little feisty.
She'd make you wear a schoolgirl outfit.
I know.
Before having sex.
That would not be fun.
And then record it and show it to her therapist.
For some reason, I liked her. She was a little aggressive.
She was crazy. I liked her too a lot. And then she just got crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny. It, like, matched Michael's.
Yeah.
Crazy, too.
So, yeah, there is a such thing as working too closely together.
I mean, some people like it,
I guess. Well, I'm saying, like, physically, like Pam and Jim sitting side by side.
Mm-mm.
If I was to work with my wife, I would want to be in, like, a different floor where I don't even see her, right? Or maybe in a definitely different department. Like, I don't want to see you all day, every day.
Yeah.
It's just annoying.
Work is where you get away from the spouse.
Mm-hmm. What if you are in a relationship with someone you're dating and you want to break up?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Exactly.
Tell me, Emma.
I guess you have to break up, but then you have to let HR know that you're no longer in the relationship because they have a right to know too. And then your coworkers find out, and then it's like, oh my gosh, what happened? Mm-hmm.
It is water cooler drama talk everywhere.
Oh, show. And I love drama. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I used to have a neighbor in the old apartment. And she told me a story about how she would just head over heels with this guy at work. They were in like an architecture or something. Mm-hmm. And one day they had an office happy hour.
Uh-oh.
They finally hooked up.
Uh-oh.
She loved it. They fell in love. And then they dated for like 3 or 4 months. And eventually he broke it off.
Yep.
And she was heartbroken. She said it was so weird because I couldn't even be around him, even though like we worked face to face together. Like it hurt. I was crying, this and that. It was so bad that he just left. He went to a different job.
Jeez.
Yeah, and he was like just a beginning architect and like kind of working his way up. And so it's just too much drama, you know?
Too much drama. I love it. So if you guys are going to do it, just let me know and I'll just like revel in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just be like, where's that popcorn?
Yeah, I want to hear it. So if you have a story, please let us know. We'll put you on because we definitely want to hear it.
Yes.
Okay, so what are your takeaways here about office romances?
I say don't do it.
Why?
Because it can get ugly really quickly.
What if it's Jason Momoa? What if you guys are working together in the same
office?
Gosh,
no. I'd have to say no.
Man.
And I love him, you guys. And I think y'all know how much like I care for him.
You
I still have
him.
To say no.
Hmm. Okay, I would say do it, but proceed with caution, men and women, because if you screw up, you can screw up your career, you can, you could be in legal trouble. I mean, it just runs the gamut on anything. It's like Murphy's Law. What can go bad, what can go wrong, will go wrong, basically.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, I hope you learned something about office romances and what we think.
Yep.
We may not always be the right, have the right, answers for you, but we at least try, right, Emma?
Always
we try.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, is that it?
That's it. Okay. Oh, buy your tickets for the Great Love Debate.
Oh yeah, Great Love Debate in
August.
Dallas.
August. No, in Plano. It's not Dallas. Oh. Don't get me started on that.
Mm.
Brian Howie. Mm-hmm. On August 28th. In Plano, Hyenas.
Plano Hyenas. Okay.
Yep.
We will put something
out. Be there.
Out.
I'll be there. My bestie will be there.
Jason Momoa.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Cool.
Zac Efron.
Yeah. I love him too.
Okay.
Gosh, who do I not love?
I don't know. Can't even say it right now. Bill Cosby.
This is really how you want to end the show.
Okay. All right, everyone. Well,
he's had too much wine.
Yeah, too much wine. All right, everyone. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Date Podcast. Please subscribe and review if you liked what you hear. Send us an email at hello@datepodcast.com for any questions, comments, or show topics you'd like for us to discuss. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Most importantly, tell your friends about our show.